welcome back to Our Reality. My name is Kent and I'm your host along with former Real Housewife of Orange County, Gina Keough. So excited for today's episode. We have our first repeat guest and she's definitely worthy of that title, host of Dishing Drama with Dana Wilkie Uncensored. Dana Wilkie.
Hey Dana. How are you?
I'm good. I miss you guys.
I miss you too.
Well, you've been a busy little bee. Oh my God. Tell us, what have you done?
Yeah. So Shaw Shocker came out, which is the sequel to Housewife and the Hustler, which was originally about Erica Jane Girardi on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And Shaw Shocker is like a continuation of another housewife that's gotten into trouble, this time related to an indictment out of New York, although she's on The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Miss Jen Shaw. Wow.
I think it's terrible. And I really think when people sign up for these shows, they have to do what my baseball playing husband had to do. The FBI would come talk to them and say, everything in your life will be public figures. People will come at you. People will sell you. So I think they need to give these girls more of a disclosure before they sign on to these shows.
Definitely.
Yeah. It's I think what happened in her case is that, you know, I think she was never going to pass up this opportunity because I think it was a dream of hers to be a real housewife. That's speculation. But what I think, and no matter what was coming down the pipe, you know, it was really not going to stop her from this opportunity. It meant that much to her. That's what I think.
Right. That's true.
I think it's really, really sad.
Yeah. So how did you get invited to do the first documentary and the second one on Jen Shaw, Dana?
The first one was because the producer for ABC News is a fan of Dishing Drama, Dana, and is on the Patreon and has been since like the early days, actually. I have a few media outlets on there and ABC News producer just so happens. I wasn't related to ABC. It's just she liked it and listened to it. And then she reached out to me and said, I'm a fan of your show and I've been following all your interviews about, you know, the Erica Jane Girardi case and the fact that I broke that she was getting divorced first from Tom Girardi and all that stuff. And she was like, do you want to come on the show? And I said, sure, but under one circumstance, and that is that you don't feature me as just an ex-cast member of the show, because I like that is not at all, you know, I don't want to be associated with the show anymore in that way. I'm a commentator on the content and I am doing my own thing now. And I want to be what I am, which is a gossip, you know, expert. And so if you guys are cool with that, I'm cool with it. And sure enough, they put me on the show and they actually used a clip from a really rare interview that I was able to get with Jay Edelson, who was the person who represented the widows and victims in that case and still does.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was really an honor for me that happened, because obviously I'm new to this game and it meant a lot to me. And then in the second one, another producer reached out, referred by the Housewife and the Hustler producer, and said, listen, we're doing another one. And we realized that you found a rare piece of evidence and have been covering Jen Shaw's career before she was even indicted. Wow. And they were like, we recognize that you have all this, you know, stuff that you found before, you know, even that happened. And we're really impressed and we'd like to have you come on the show again. You know,
that's amazing.
Yeah. They really want you, you know, to have a reason, a validating reason. Like they do lots of these. I mean, they don't call them Housewife and the Hustler. They call it, you know, they did one on Janet Jackson's wardrobe malfunction. And I mean, they do different topics, Britney Spears. And, you know, so it's like, you can't just do it. You do have to have some, you know, validation and tie. And they did their best to do that with most of the participants.
Right. 100%. So anyone who hasn't seen it yet, can you like tell them what it's about basically and like the story behind it kind of?
Sure. just briefly, Jen Shah was indicted for allegedly being involved with a scheme that enticed elderly people to invest in products that they didn't really need. And then as part of that extension of that scheme, make it difficult for them to get refunds and things like that. And then there was an additional allegation that there was money laundering because of that, because of this like fraud related to selling elderly products that they didn't need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw it. It was so sad to see like the old people on there just like upset with how much money that they spent and didn't get back. You know what I mean? It's insane.
Well, it's been, you know, these types of scams have been around for a long time and they manifest in different ways, but it's always involves like a boiler room or a sales floor. You could call it a sales floor, AKA boiler room. And they do high pressure selling and they do the takeaway. And it really is like an example would be, they might call and say, you know, how much do you have on your credit card for a credit limit? And then they might say, well, how much debt do you have on that card? And they're doing it under the pretense that they're trying to qualify you for the program. But what they're really trying to do is find out how much money you have available on your credit card so they can come up with the magic number of what they're about to sell you that you could still pay for.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. It's terrible.
So how about our new Orange County Housewives? I just finished watching episode 2 and oh my God, I can't believe the drama.
I know.
They just slap you with it.
I know. I was like dying for, okay. So I have one thing I want to bring up before we move on. Cause I'm dying to talk about episode 2 with you two of season 16, Gina. Okay. But what do you think? I don't know if you heard, but Teddy Mellencamp and Tamra started a podcast together. Like, and they've been like dropping little sections of their first show, I guess, out there. Mm-hmm. And so in this one segment, I don't know what happened, but Tamra said some really shocking things. First of all, I've always gotten along with Tamra whenever I've met her. I think I've told you that in the past.
I was kind of shocked that what she said about you. It's like, why is she doing that?
Yeah, it was weird. Like I have always had nice interactions with her when I met her with Kyle and stuff. Like it was never anything. And then suddenly she's goes on this show and she says, for your listeners, that she says like, oh, Dana's a one hit wonder. And I don't know why she would go on that show, Shaw Shocker, because she hasn't been paid to do it. And this was the key thing. We're being paid to do this podcast together. And if we went on a show like that, we would never be allowed to be on this show.
Weird.
So weird.
And I was like, what? So first of all, the question, forget me, like calling Amy names, or that was weird that Tamra suddenly, you know, got convinced, I guess, by Teddy Mellencamp to turn on me, which was really strange.
Do you know Teddy?
Well, Teddy and I have had many altercations. We don't get along. Let's just put it that way. Okay. So obviously Teddy must have converted Tamra somehow to dislike me, even though Tamra's met me and was fine with me and we always got along. Right. But then in addition to that, what was weird about it and what I wanted to talk to you about is, what do you think this is about, this paid podcast position that they have together? And, you know, why wouldn't they be allowed to go on a show like Shaw Shocker or Housewife and the Hustler and be banned off this show?
Yeah, it seems ridiculous. And usually she just is probably confused about what she's saying.
Do you think Bravo could be paying them to do that podcast, or Andy on iHeartRadio?
Maybe, but why?
I don't know. Good question. Like, why would you fire them and then pay them to do iHeartRadio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is weird.
Why is their show on iHeartRadio?
I think so.
Then it's under the umbrella of Andy, probably, just like Jeff Lewis.
Yep. Right. So that's what I think. I think maybe, I mean, I guess the tea here for your listeners is that there's definitely, well, we all know that I was deleted out of the Diamond book in even though I was interviewed for like 2 hours for it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Which book? So, the Not All Diamonds in Rosé?
Yeah. I was interviewed by Dave Quinn for 2 hours and he just edited, or they just edited me out of the book. And obviously that's Andy's, company that they publish that under. So I guess there's a little bit of censorship happening to a degree with anything related to me or right. to ABC's news show. So there is tea in that. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Maybe you should reach out to Andy and make up and say you're sorry. What did you do?
Well, that's a problem. What did I do, right? Isn't that the question that everybody wants to know?
What did you do?
I guess I just didn't tell the story that I'm supposed to tell. You know, I guess he didn't want, the Bravo celebrities that have had these problems to be, I guess another network to benefit from them. What can I say?
I guess that sounds like fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. We weren't allowed to talk to other networks or do anything.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But unfortunately I have no future on Bravo. So, and NBC. So I'm just going to go to ABC now.
Hey, ABC's yeah. good too.
I love ABC. I'm all about Disney.
Yeah. So is there any future plans for any more of these little documentaries or anything that you know of yet?
We can only hope. I've certainly voted for with, you know, who I'd like to do next. I know who I'd like to do.
I would think they'd turn it into like a series because the first two have been so successful. It'd be great.
Yeah, I would love to do them. I told them when I heard Teddy and Tamara putting me down, I was like, are you kidding me? I would do these one like every week for free. How about that? Like I get off on them so much because it's really fulfilling to talk about how people like a scheme that happened and then have people learn about it so they don't fall into it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that's a part of it, right? Like even though
I didn't think of it that way. It is like preventing that from happening more.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's how I look at it. I get so much joy from that. I'm like, okay, I might've just saved some, you know, future people from being hard sold on, by a scam artist, never mind the elderly, but like everybody, it happens to loads of people, not just the elderly. And maybe now people will be, they won't, if their lawyer tries to keep their winnings, in a civil litigation or.
Why does that happen so much? I can't believe my poor friends. So many times they've gotten screwed out of their money.
Right. Yeah. So there it is. That's my point. Yeah. So a housewife and the hustler, if you got nothing else out of it, you know that it's now people are really clear. It is against the law for an attorney to keep your things that are in your client account, whether that be your money or whether it be your winnings, it's against the law. And if they try to stall, or make up excuses and you feel like something's wrong. Don't just because you're an attorney doesn't mean, you know, look the other way. Don't. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm cool with that. I'll do them free all day long. Okay, Teddy. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Okay. So now let's talk about the Housewives of Orange County.
Yes. Woo-hoo. Dana, what did you think of the second episode and the first one?
Okay. So the first one's like the usual, you know, Gina, what did you think of the first one? Go ahead.
I just thought the casting was so awkward. Those people don't know each other. They don't care about each other. They just kind of threw them together.
Right.
There's just nothing they would have in common with each other.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you throw them all in one pot. Why can't you just have some friends that are Heather and her two friends and Gina and her two friends and they run into each other at restaurants or something? Why do they throw them all in a mix and expect them to get along? It's just not real life.
Right.
Yeah, no, they're definitely brought this group together for very strategic reasons. And
I can't figure out what the reasons are.
Oh my God, I'll tell you.
Okay, I can't figure it. I'm like, why would you put them together? That one has little tiny kids, and what is she going to do with Heather? Nothing.
Right. I love it. I love it. Okay. Well, first of all, Noelle is in there because she has a sex dungeon and she's
dropping. It's a room with a little bit of stuff in it. Give me a break.
Right. I thought that was hilarious because it's not really like a crazy dungeon or
no,
sex
I mean,
dungeon.
I'd
it's
rather a bedroom have a freaking with red guest walls. Room than a, right. a sex dungeon. Maybe they have 22 bedrooms or something, but.
Right.
And she doesn't even have that house anymore. So
no, yeah. she doesn't. That's right. That wow. sweet James, it wasn't so sweet, turns out.
yeah. Oh my gosh.
But Noella, I was brought in there as the grenade. You know, she's supposed to be the one saying the shocking stuff.
Well, she's doing it. I mean, what the right. heck? All of a sudden she's bisexual too. What the freak?
Yeah,
come
that's,
on.
That's hey, it.
Does that increase your chances of getting a date on a Saturday night? I'm on. I don't think that appeals to most men. Okay, she's got a sex dungeon and she's bisexual. Maybe I'm wrong. Call me crazy, but
oh, listen. In Orange County, there's some freaky people, man. You know that better than anyone. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know any freaky people. My people are all awesomely normal.
That's good.
I've got to introduce Gina to a wackier crowd.
I don't want to know wackier crowds.
Hey, Noella.
Those people scare me. And there's no way I would have let that Heather in my house if I knew she'd sued my husband. Because what's to prevent her from falling down and pretending she gets hurt or something, you know?
Nicole, well,
Nicole got, the lawsuit that was filed was, it looks like, settled or somehow.
Oh, of course they get settled. It was when she was 20 years old and the girl's got to be a lot older than 20.
Yeah, it was quite a few years ago. You're right. And right. they did a botched tit surgery is what it was. It was that she said he botched up her boobs, in case you didn't know what it was. Oh. But then it got settled out of court somehow. We don't know, you know, I think on the show they implied that, she
maybe they just fixed it. Usually if somebody has a problem, they just fix it.
Yeah.
And you know, this is a sensitive topic. I mean, how do you think Heather feels about Terry's, plastic surgeon, you know, surgery practice being attacked a little bit on the show?
Oh, I really respected when she got up and said, "We're done. We're out of here. I'm quitting." I mean, she
I
said
think
she
that
was
quitting a
little
harsh,
show.
Though.
Well, I mean, you know what? People don't like to be embarrassed, but she had to know it was coming. No, right. I guess they don't tell her what's on episode one.
Right. That's
I
true.
Guess they don't tell her, but well, I would really have an issue with Bravo not saying to me, "Hey, I just need to give you a little heads up."
Right.
I would really have an issue because it's her livelihood. It's his livelihood. You don't want to be embarrassed like that. Come on. Everybody gets these lawsuits. Mm-hmm. Not me, but
well,
everybody else.
I think what really should have pissed her off is that they obviously brought this Nicole girl on the show because of that. Like right. that was her casting moment. She was like,
what does she have to offer? Oh my God. Was she on drugs or high or what? That was her behavior was horrific.
I know
at the end when
at
she
the
was
second part when she's yelling at Emily, sit down. She obviously she's sitting down, sit down. And when I want your opinion, I'll ask okay. it. I mean, get up and walk away. Come on right. to talk like that to another person. She's lucky Emily didn't knock her on her ass.
I know.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. She's kind of like a football player, Emily. I would be scared
I love
of
her. You should be scared of her. You should have real fear.
Yeah, she's a big girl. I mean, in the sense of like she could kick your ass.
Oh yeah.
You know
and
her?
She's smart. I do know her and I really admire her. And she had lost some weight right after her surgery because you know she had that hip replacement or knee replacement or something. But you know, everybody's gained weight through COVID. Everybody's got to work it off again. She goes up and down like Oprah.
I'll have to think about how I feel about it. Emily was kind of a bitch to me and for really? No reason. Yeah. So
I can't imagine why she would be a bitch to you.
What did she
I
say don't, to you?
She went on her Instagram out of the blue with Gina and she calls out, she goes, Dana's a dumbass for buying $25,000 glasses. There I said it.
Oh my
like
God.
I'm just minding
okay.
my own. I'm minding my
okay,
own business.
Well, I kind of agree with her on that one, you know?
Okay,
you put your sunglasses down, they're gone.
Well, I now actually you're still have I still yeah. have those sunglasses.
What brand are they, Dana?
Luxuriator.
You got to sell them because people are going to follow you home to steal your shit. If you guys haven't learned anything in this economy, is cut back your ostentatiousness. Everybody should.
Well, you know? I'm poor now, so don't worry about that. It's the glasses about all I've got. So I've got the glasses are like my life.
Hey, the glasses can be your retirement.
That's like, like my life raft or whatever is the glasses.
Well, you can't float on a freaking pair of glasses. So trade it for a kayak.
These ones are magical, Gina. These ones are magical.
Looney Tunes.
But I will tell you this. Emily will be glad that you said that, that you support her in that. But I'll tell you right now, those glasses are iconic, and stay off the goddamn glasses. And frankly,
hey, I'm going to send me a picture of them. I got to see $25,000 glasses.
They're nice. Oh my God.
Yeah.
They must have diamonds on them or something.
Yeah. Hello. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
So, but I want to say this. What I didn't like about Emily, and you have to agree on this one point, is I was just minding my own business. So like, why would you call that out on that's like me just like attacking you for no reason, Gina.
Yeah, she's
like,
not attacking you. She's attacking your purchase. She's attacking your poor choice of funds.
Well, it'd be like
Buy a Porsche.
But who asked her opinion?
Right. I mean, Dana going
that's
on
like
Instagram.
Nobody asks your opinion on Shawshank. What's your face?
No, they did ask my opinion. That's why I went on the show. Otherwise, I didn't just show up and go, hey, let me tell you about Jen Shaw.
They don't pay you when you go on that show?
No, they don't pay you on any
that's
show.
That's ridiculous.
Including
don't
Bravo.
Don't you belong to SAG and AFTRA?
No, I mean, I don't think that show would qualify. It's like a docu thing or whatever. I don't know, but
hey, it's good publicity though.
It's fabulous publicity for all of my content. Cause that's what I do. Right. If it was, I don't do housewives, I do gossip and I report stuff. So like, it's right in line with my brand, right on point, you know? Yeah. But I don't like people coming for people for no reason. Like,
right, if you're going to gossip, if you gossip about me, make it nice gossip.
Gina, I never gossip about you in any other way.
Because I'm so boring, I can't be gossiped about. Is that it?
No, Gina. You're not boring. Actually, you are controversial as AF and you don't even realize it. You're like, you think you're talking, you're like, you've got the normal opinion. You have the weird opinion. Okay. I swear to God. That's why Bravo was like, when they met you, they were like, oh, she's awesome. Like she thinks she's being nice right now.
My husband used to say, if you want Gina to do something, ask her to do the opposite. If you just say, don't you buy me that car for Christmas. Don't you do it. And then she'd buy me the car for Christmas.
I love it. It's always an adventure. What I think is so fun about you is you never know which way you're going to go on something. And that's what's fun. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love that. I think, you know, bring it. But Emily's
good
a bitch.
To have an opinion.
I'm just saying Emily's a bitch. I'm going to end it with that.
I like her, but...
You have to like her because you're friends with, you're on Gina's show. So, oh
my gosh. No, she's, you know what? You got to admire a woman who's brilliant. She's a lawyer. She's got a beautiful house, beautiful kids. Her husband just got us past the bar. I mean, I respect.
Yeah,
the life she's built.
It only took 3 times, but yes, I hear you.
It's okay.
I think that's worth it.
JFK did it 5 times, didn't he?
JFK, I don't know. Junior. That's really good intel though. I don't know that. We should
it was
that.
A lot.
Whatever. Oh, as long as you get up there, it's all good.
Yeah. It is the one of the most difficult tests. There's this thing that you take to practice for it. I can't remember the name of it. Oh my God, my brain's just fried. So there was this practice test, and I had a girl, a former playmate, Luann Fernal, living with me. LSATs. Mm. Yes. So I said, you know what? Let me take them. Give me the test. Let me try it. It was hard.
Yeah. Of course.
But my common sense, I knew a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, being in real estate, you probably have to deal with a lot of legal stuff. So I'm sure you know a lot about it.
Being in real estate, you're half shrink, half divorce attorney, half lawyer.
God, that's so true, Gina. That's so true. That shows how good of a real estate agent you are, because that is 100% the case.
Yeah. Right.
So what else about the episode, Gina? Tell me what else that you noticed.
Oh, I loved the house. I'm dying to go to Nobu now. I have missing that, some of their food. I haven't been there in 2-3 years. Wow. I'm ready. So I just thought it was, I don't know. I'm hoping the next one. They're trying to build, but I'm not getting these storylines. So,
right. So your feeling was that the storyline lacked, like, what did it lack for you?
Why is everybody at Heather's house? What are they celebrating?
Yeah, I know that made no sense. It was like, this is our group party. Oh my God. You know, we have to always.
And then
do
what
that.
Was it? $32,000 or $36,000 on sushi? Like, are you kidding?
Well, that's a ridiculous amount of money to spend on ice sculptures and sushi. So, Bravo pays for all those parties. So,
when I was on, they didn't pay for them. No,
they
gave us a budget of like bullshit. Bullshit. Yeah.
And we gave them all the bills and they paid them because they had to insure it. They're the ones who needed insurance. We'd have them get extra insurance for filming in case someone gets hurt. We don't sue our houses. So,
oh my God. I was on like that shitty franchise, obviously.
Yeah. You know.
Oh my God.
It's kind of like our first episode when our karaoke machines were our sound machines back then.
Well, I've got to tell you that I really thought the episode was good on the drama front. I thought it was weird when Heather kind of tapped the cameraman. Emily, by the way, texted.
Wait, why did she tap the cameraman? I didn't. What was that about?
She covering was the camera or something.
She was when she says, "Let's shut the party down." She wants them to turn the cameras off.
Oh yeah, totally. I totally would do that if there was something going on in my family. You know, somebody's fallen and having a heart attack or something. Mm-hmm. I would totally see the cameras are off. Let's go right now. Yeah, I would totally do that.
So Emily had texted Kelly Dodd and said that that she had hit the cameraman, I guess, pretty hard because Emily was like shocked about it. Yeah, but they didn't show that on the edit. But yeah,
she just put her hand in front of the cameraman, and then when he didn't stop filming, I mean, how hard could she hit? But if she pushed on the camera, she could have hurt his little eye, maybe.
Right. Yeah, I don't enough that Emily commented on it in a text to Kelly. I don't know. I mean, at least
was Emily on Heather's side or friends with Heather or no?
I mean, I'd say if she's texting Kelly Dodd, the answer is no, because Heather and Kelly are enemies.
That's true.
Because Kelly, Heather
Kelly
tried
post
to
this
sue.
Text or how do you know about it?
She talked about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And she also said that Heather tried to sue her twice and tried to clean out her bank accounts, quote unquote. That's what she said she wanted to do. Yeah, I'm just telling you. Mm. Yeah. So anyway, that was kind of fun. And also Kelly said something else, which was that she said that the house that Heather has that we were all drooling over. Gina, were you drooling over the house? Because I was.
Oh, yes. This one and her last one. I loved the last one, too.
Yeah.
So supposedly Kelly said it's a pocket listing and they're trying to sell it.
Well, do you know a pocket listing means it's not on the MLS. It's not for every Tom, Dick and Harry to comment on it. They just quietly put it up for sale.
Well, yeah,
Heather sold her last one for $16 million and she builds exquisite houses. If the market has never been happy, I mean, never been higher in Orange County. I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Frickin' sell it, buy land and build another one. Why not? I mean, she can make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah. I heard on her podcast that she showed people her house and she's willing to move. So maybe, I mean, I feel like she's open about it, but it's just not like super public, but she talked about it on her podcast that she's showing people the house to buy it, and she wants to move, I think in a couple of years, she said on there. So.
Yeah, and remember the economy for COVID. Plastic surgeons were shut down. They weren't allowed to do business for at least a year. Right. That hurts. That hurts. Yeah. All my guys really got hurt when that happened. So did I tell you that I went on Kelly and Rick's show Unmasked?
No, I love it.
That was so fun. I loved her little house she's got in the Newport Beach. It's really cute. I love what she's done with it. She has great taste. And Jolie was there. She popped in to say hi for a minute, but it was just so fun. I really never got to talk to Rick before. So we talked about a half an hour before we did our little podcast thing. And then they were rushing off to the airport to fly to Jacksonville, Florida. And they hung out with some friends of mine down there, which was super fun. They kept texting me saying, "We're playing tennis with Jason and we're here at Emily's house." And so they know all the same people I know down there.
That's amazing. World. Well, it sounds like, you know, Kelly is a little, she was obviously put, you know, on the show and a little misunderstood. You know, they didn't give her the greatest edit in the last season 15.
That's very kind. I appreciate you saying that because I felt the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of felt like they made her the villain and then they fired her, which was really hardcore. I was like, geez, you know, it's right. One thing to make someone the villain and then give them a chance to kind of fix it, you know, with the fans. And they didn't. Mm-hmm. They just literally made her the villain. Cut the cord. Right. Yeah.
There are some things you do on network TV or Bravo. There are some things you say that cannot be forgiven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right? So. Well, in her case, let's hope they can because wow, she said some things. Yeah. But what did you talk about on the show with her?
Oh, Rick had Googled my life. So he didn't know anything about me. He said, okay, before you bring her on, let me see something about her. And he was, the time I got there, he's like, oh my God, I had no idea you had done ZZ Top and you were in Playboy and you did all these movies and all these TV shows and you were on Johnny Carson and you were on Oprah. He was like, oh my God, he was just such a cutie. It was very sweet.
And definitely, you know, it is always shocking. Like I remember when I interviewed you on my show, it was like, I had done all of that research and I was just shocked at how much you have done. It's so impressive, really.
Yeah, it's very impressive.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he appreciated that being a newscaster.
Yeah, he was interesting. And then, you know, I turned it around on him and I said, tell me what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You got to be missing the news. You're looking at doing some local news or going out and doing some little specials, interviewing people. And he goes, I'm working on all that. People are hitting me up and I'm exploring all my options. So we haven't heard the end of him. You know, he took time to recover and think about what he wanted to do and get his life moved, sold his house back there, whatever he did. But I think he's going to be back on TV really soon.
I agree. Yeah. I think, I mean, you know, he's a pro and he's, he wanted to move locations and that allowed him to do it. So I think so too. And he's good. I mean, he's good at what he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah. I mean, dangerous things he's done. Yeah.
He loves Kelly. I mean, he is madly in love with Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had to matchmake those people, I wouldn't have done it. I would have said, no, they have nothing in common. I mean, it is kind of interesting because I would have picked for her just some musician or some wildly crazy guy. Because if she was going to leave the husband, you know, you think you'd go to something wild and crazy, but he's solid, man. He's a solid dude and he's brilliant.
Well, is he nice in person, Gina?
Well, of course he's a good person. When you're on TV like that, you can't even have any secrets. Everybody knows everything about you.
Right.
Well, that's now true. They do, especially that, you know, being associated Kelly, like,
oh my God,
poor bastard.
Yeah. I mean, he is somebody who could have gone into politics very easily. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have, not so much anymore, but once you get on reality TV and you give them a chance to make you look not your best, mm-hmm. That's hard to overcome.
Right. Okay. So I have a question. Who's your favorite character? You guys answer this. Who's your favorite character out of the new cast?
Well, are you talking about
new cast? Orange County?
Real Housewives? Yeah. Sorry. OC season 16.
I really like Jen.
I would say Jen too. I think she's, you know, really nice and like down to earth. She seems, yeah, you know,
she's,
what I mean?
She's the most like normal.
Right. Yeah, and she's got her family
charities and her charity things she's done, and she's involved me in a few of the charities and Miracle 316, just the stuff she does. I'm just impressed. I mean, I go to a lot of charities, but this girl stepped up and became a major player in the charities. I just send the check. I just never had time being a single mother to do the work.
Right.
You know, the fun, I can't ask people for money. I can only give people money. I am the worst at asking people for money. People always think because I know so many people, it's like, I can't call them and ask them for that. No, you do it. my husband would say, how come you can only ask me for money?
I think a lot of husbands ask that. Well, I agree with you guys. I don't want to be boring, but I agree. Dr. Jen was a fave. Although I will call out that I thought it was strange that her husband, you know, the stay-at-home dad.
Is he hot or what? And you know what? He's not a stay-at-home.
So what was his sport? Was it hockey?
I think so.
Might have been. I don't know.
Gina, you're breaking up. She's on her way to a party again. every time I do a podcast, Gina's leaving. She's on her way to a party.
On the go.
When I backed up my car just messed me over.
Okay, don't be driving and doing a podcast, Gina.
I totally can handle this.
All right, she's done it before. She's good at it. She's good at it.
So crazy.
So her husband is one cool dude, and he's a lot better than I thought he would be. Most guys that are like this, they're like, "Leave me out of this crazy shit," and I'll just keep walking away, you know?
Right.
Well, I thought it was, he kind of put her down, which pissed me off a little when he said to her, "You're never home with the kids." Mm-hmm. That wasn't nice to say on camera.
It wasn't nice to say, and it hurt her feelings. I'm sure she kicked his ass later.
Oh my God. I would have. I would have been like, are you serious that you said that on camera for real?
Well, you know what? He's trying to be real. And I appreciate that he's being authentic. And I totally understand where he's coming from. Because when I was working full time, selling real estate, writing offers on the hoods of the car, I'd run in at 7 o'clock. I was a single mother. Get in the car, kids. Let's go to dinner. It's like, we're missing one. Oh, you took her 2 days ago. She's been gone 2 days. You didn't even notice. It's like, what? So I understand that this is her career is really taken off from what I understand. And some of the new things she's brought in are really doing well. But I understand she's filming a show. She's a doctor. And yeah, husband, you're going to have to pick up the slack. But to throw her under the bus like that, that was hurtful.
Yeah, right. Especially when you know that, you know, what this show can do if there's cracks in a relationship. I was like, huh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, remember, he was a hockey player. He might have got hit in the head a little bit. So,
yeah, let's blame it on the hockey stick in the head incident.
Well, it looks like we're almost out of time here. But thank you so much, Dana, for coming on today. It was so much fun.
Yeah, for Gina's sake and for the safety of Gina. I love you, sweetheart. Keep being you and Kent, keep being you too. And thanks for having me on, you guys. I really appreciate it. And so Gina, I hope you liked the Shaw Shocker and we'll tell people to watch.
Yes, I will.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks,
all right, bye.
Bye.